AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The acting head of Customs and Border Protection, John Sanders, says he will leave his office on July 5th amid the outrage of conditions at border facilities. The House is working on a $4.5 billion bill backed by Democrats aimed at improving the treatment of families detained after crossing the border with Mexico. Liberal and Hispanic members are pushing to increase protections for migrant children. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the Democrats need to be working with Republicans in the White House to come up with a working piece of legislation.
Speaker Pelosi is determining whether the aid to the border gets shut down or whether we have a solution that can be voted on and moved to the president's desk.
The White House says President Trump is likely to veto the measure. The Senate plans to vote today on a bipartisan bill, which House Democrats say doesn't go far enough. Shortly after Iran's president said the Trump administration is afflicted by mental retardation because of its latest sanctions, President Trump called that a very ignorant and insulting statement, adding in a tweet that an Iranian attack on any U.S. interests will be met with great and overwhelming force. Overwhelming will mean obliteration. National Security Advisor John Bolton at a trilateral meeting in Israel says along with its nuclear ambitions, Iran is meddling with a lot of nations in the region.
They are a problem in Iraq. They are a problem in Syria. They're a problem in Lebanon. They're a problem in Yemen. They're a problem in Afghanistan.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is in Kabul, Afghanistan, pushing for peace talks.
The United States is laying the groundwork for inter-Afghan negotiations to begin as soon as possible. The objective of those negotiations is for Afghans to agree on a timeline and a political roadmap for reaching a comprehensive peace agreement.
Pompeo says he hopes to have a peace deal in place before the 1st of September. This is AP Radio News. New home sales tumbled nearly 36% last month in the West, driving down sales across the country. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Sales declined nearly 8% in May. The Commerce Department says new homes sold at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 626,000 last month. That's down from 679,000 in April. For the first 5 months of this year, purchases of new homes are off about 4% from the same period last year, despite lower mortgage rates and a healthy job market. Sales last month dropped in the West and Northeast, but increased in the South and Midwest, which are generally more affordable markets. Mike Hemp in Washington.
After more than 30 years in California, Mitsubishi Motors moving its U.S. headquarters to the Nashville suburb of Franklin, Tennessee. State officials say it will result in an $18.25 million investment and some 200 jobs. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.